This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Beijing streets were near empty on Friday as China reported another record high of daily COVID-19 infections, and cities across the country enforced measures and curbs to control outbreaks. Authorities in the Chinese capital have locked down neighborhoods and temporarily shut shops as well as other businesses to lower the risk of infections. Yanzi, a 51-year-old Beijing resident, says people are struggling to make a living now. Quote, if this goes on, there may be a problem with access to food, and that's going to be serious. A barrage of missiles struck Kherson on Thursday in a marked escalation of attacks on the city recently recaptured by Ukraine. At least 5 people were killed. Soldiers in the region had warned Kherson would face intensified strikes as Russian troops dig in across the Dnieper River. The attack struck some residential neighborhoods not previously hit. Outside shelled apartment buildings, residents picked up debris and frantically searched for relatives while paramedics helped the injured. An Algerian court sentenced 49 people to death Thursday for the brutal mob killing of a painter who had been suspected of starting devastating wildfires. The man had come to help fight the fires. The 49 people will likely serve life in prison instead because Algeria has a moratorium on executions. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, plus the podcast VOA Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Congolese and security experts are reacting cautiously to the announcement of an impending truce and an escalating conflict in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
A militia called the M23 has been gaining ground since mounting an offensive in North Kivu province earlier this year and is within a few dozen kilometers of Goma, a city of around 1 million people. The fighting has sparked a surge in diplomatic tensions with neighboring Rwanda, which Congo accuses of abetting the rebels, a charge that Kigali denies. This week, talks between the two countries and the Angolan capital, Luanda, gave rise to an agreement for an immediate ceasefire starting Friday. Both sides agreed to demand the immediate withdrawal of the M23 from the occupied areas. But the M23 group, which did not take part in negotiations, expressed disinterest in the ceasefire announcement and called for a direct dialogue with the government of DRC. Kinshasa has ruled out such negotiations. Marissa Milton, VOA News.
Japanese prosecutors have raided the headquarters of a major advertising company as the investigation into corruption related to the Tokyo Olympics widens. The company helped land the 2020 Games for Tokyo, then lined up record domestic sponsorships. A former executive has been arrested 4 times in recent months on charges of receiving bribes from various companies that became sponsors for the Games. Japanese media reports say the latest investigation centers around bid rigging to be picked for test events. Survivors of a deadly earthquake in Indonesia said on Thursday they were struggling to rebuild their lives and had, quote, not received anything from the government yet. Monday's 5.6 magnitude quake about 75 kilometers or 50 miles south of the capital, Jakarta, killed at least 272 people. Authorities said landslides and mountainous terrain were hampering efforts to deliver supplies. Its disaster mitigation agency chief said on Thursday nearly 5,000 volunteers had been deployed to help distribute water, food, tents, and diapers. More than 20,000 employees, most of them new hires not yet working on the production line, have left Apple supplier Foxconn's Zhengzhou plant in China. A Foxconn source familiar with the matter told Reuters on Friday. It follows worker unrest that rocked production at the world's largest iPhone factory. The labor unrest at the plant began on Wednesday. I'm Joe Ramsey.